You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased you are all here with me today. We have another wonderful show in store for you with an absolutely lovely returning guest. Yes, someone who I've had on the show several years ago, and we've been keeping in touch, and I thought it was time to bring her back. I'm sure many of you will remember her and love her as much as I do. So let's get started, as we always do, with my blog post from a couple of years ago. Today's blog post is entitled, "To awaken the power within, we must embrace a conscious path." The world can often feel overwhelming, yet there is a growing call within us, a call to embrace consciousness, to unlock the profound potential that resides within each of us. Consciousness goes beyond mere wakefulness. It is a state of mindful presence and intentional living, inviting us to transcend the distractions of everyday life, to reconnect with our authentic selves, with our interconnectedness with others, and most importantly, the deep wisdom that lies within. At the core of conscious living is the understanding that our thoughts, emotions, and actions hold immense power, shaping not only our own lives, but also the world around us. By cultivating our self-awareness and taking responsibility for our choices, we become conscious co-creators. We recognize that even the smallest decisions can have a ripple effect that contributes to the collective consciousness. The journey of conscious living involves embracing our inner or internal wisdom, shifting our thoughts and beliefs by consciously choosing positive, empowering perspectives. We can reshape our reality, nurturing a deep understanding of the interconnectedness of all things, emphasizing unity, compassion, and love as our guiding principles. Through mindfulness, meditation, and self-reflection, we access the inner peace and joy that is always within us. We learn to align our thoughts, emotions, and actions with our highest purpose. Unlocking our infinite potential and embracing a life of meaning and fulfillment. Conscious living invites us to be mindful of the impact we have on those around us, to approach our interactions with compassion, gratitude, and authenticity. This path is a lifelong journey of self-discovery and growth, requiring us to slow down, tune in, and make the choices that align with our values and our higher purpose. As we embark on this path, it helps to remember that we are not alone. We are part of a global community of individuals dedicated to making a positive impact and creating a more conscious world. Together, we can amplify our efforts and inspire others to join us in this transformative journey. So let's take a moment to pause, breathe, and reflect. How can we bring more presence, intention, and awareness into our own lives? How can we embody the teachings and infuse our daily actions with love, compassion, and purpose? By nurturing our own consciousness, we not only elevate our lives, but also contribute to the collective awakening of humanity. Let us embrace this beautiful journey and create a brighter, more conscious future. One thought, one choice, and one heartfelt connection at a time. So I believe, I don't quite remember, but I believe I wrote this blog post a couple of years ago. And myself, Iman, and Laura Rubenstein, we were working, you know, still restructuring things and reformulating things after taking it over from Teresa de Grobois. And we were talking about the mission and purpose and, you know, what does it mean to be a transformational thought leader, and what was the organization's purpose and what were we really here to do? And so I was really reflecting on, you know, what does it mean to be on a conscious path? What does it mean to be on this journey of learning about ourselves and helping others? And so this just kind of came up, you know, this idea that our true power really resides in our essence. That's not something that through force of will or ego that we go out there and we bring it into the world. It's really something that's much more meditative. It's really more about connecting with ourselves on a deeper level. And when we're truly, truly connected with ourselves, then we can feel the connection with others. It's not that we are so separate and independent from everyone else. You know, I think we can see more and more every day that we're more interconnected than ever before. That this is one planet. We're one race of people. That there's one atmosphere which we all breathe the air in. And so when we can just give ourselves the time to stop and reflect and not constantly be so distracted by social media and texts and people calling us and having to achieve this and that and this and that. You know, sometimes we're so busy doing, doing, doing that we forget to take time to just be. To just take a moment to be present, to be aware. To be awake, to be conscious, to notice, why are we doing what we're doing? Why are other people doing what they're doing? How can we make it better? There's so much division and so much polarization in the world today. If ever there was a time in humanity's history that we needed to come together, that we needed to take a moment to pause and reflect on everything going on, now is that time. And so that's what this blog post really is all about. It's a call. It's a call to anyone who's open to hearing. Excuse me. It's a call that it's time for us to stop focusing on everything that's wrong with the world and to start focusing on what we can do individually that's right. So, again, this blog post is entitled "To Awaken the Power Within, We Must Embrace a Conscious Path." And of course, you can always find my blog posts at my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com, or on the station's website at www.talkradio.nyc/blog. All right. And don't forget, if you did like my blog post, I have a whole book of them entitled Everyday Awakening. So if you haven't gotten the book yet, definitely go check it out. It's all the major booksellers. All right. It is now my honor, my pleasure to welcome to the show sound healer, energy healer, and spiritual coach, Natasia Sate. Most importantly, someone I call my friend.
Aww.
As a multidimensional voice channeler and divinely activated sound and energy healer of more than 30 years, Natasia empowers spiritual visionaries and entrepreneurs who have a vision burning inside. They know they're meant to create for the world, but feel held back by fear, to step out of hiding and bring that vision to life. Four decades ago, she had a profound mystical experience that activated her hands and her voice as healing gifts. She spent over a decade apprenticing under a renowned New York City trance channeler to hone her skills. Natasia overcame severe childhood trauma with years of inner healing work and spent over two decades holding hundreds of self-empowerment, power voice, and healing workshops here in New York City, helping hundreds of people reclaim their voices and transform their lives. In 97, Natasia was led to create the first incarnation of Unleash Your Splendor, Sound and Energy Healing Circle. And almost 30 years later, the circle is now global and online. And each week, Natasia channels universal messages from her higher guidance and frequency, high frequency sonic transmissions, divine healing tones through her voice, not just for those attending live, but through the magic of the quantum field for all those who join via video later or read her words in her book. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Natasia.
Oh, Sam, how beautiful to be here. And I have to tell you, your article that you just read, that is tremendous, because that really could be the manifesto of our healing circle, our weekly sound and energy healing circle. Everything you just touched, I had the holy shivers all over. This is what I live by. This is what I've been called to do for decades. It just gotten clearer and clearer and clearer, especially the last 3 years. But it's tremendous. And in fact, just yesterday, I sat down Because I felt there was a message coming through for tonight's healing circle for the solstice celebration. And they were touching on points that you were pointing out in your article. We are moving literally now, and this is very important for people to know because that's very good news. We are globally, as a collective, moving more and more into being rather than doing. This is just energetically, we are now so upgraded and recalibrated week after week that people will start feeling that more and more, that beingness. We are human beings and we're literally the light influx from Solaris, from the sun, is really gearing us towards opening our hearts so that, yes, that oneness, that all oneness, that togetherness globally is being felt more and more. And if one is hurting, you feel it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I want to give our audience a little bit of background about you, but first we're going to take a quick break. And so when we come back, I'd like to just talk for a little bit about how you got on this path. You know, this is not a normal path for most people. So maybe we can just touch upon the highlights of kind of what took you in this direction and then kind of where we are today. Okay. Wonderful. All right. And so everyone, please stay tuned. And if she says, you know, evening, it's, you know, she's coming from the UK. So it's about 6 hours, 5, 6 hours later there. So welcome everybody to the Conscious Consultant Hour. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media. Our guest this hour is sound healer Natasya Sati, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Today, we're talking with my dear friend, Natasya Sati, all the way from London, England. So, Natasya, I read your bio. You know, mentioned how you had a mystical experience many years ago that kind of activated you. And I was just curious, have you been on sort of a spiritual path most of your life? Was this something very surprising that happened out of the blue, or was it something you had been working towards for a while?
Well, it was major. It was a major shock. It came out of nowhere. But yes, in retrospect, I am aware that as long as I can remember, I would be astral traveling at nighttime because Childhood was quite challenging, so I would just escape. And also, what I'm also aware today, I had a secret language that only I could read and write, and that was light language.
Wonderful. And so when you had this experience and it was kind of out of the blue, like, how did you integrate it? How did you come to grips with it? How did you like really be able to move forward with it?
Well, it was clear that I gotten off track in my life, so everything went upside down. So spirit came and just really woke me up and put me back on my track. And then from that day on, everything became super magical. So in essence, what they did, they cut me off mid-sentence. I was in a conversation, and then they something stood me up and walked me to the window, and it was a beautiful sunny day. I lived in Vienna at that time, and the window was open, and then I just looked out, and this amazing white blazing light moved towards me, and it moved right through me in an undulating movement, and I couldn't move. It felt amazing. All the furniture disappeared in the room. I would say it lasted maybe half an hour, and it undulated my body. So that was the experience. And then when I came out of it, the furniture appeared again, and my conversation partner, which was my neighbor, lay behind me on the floor, and she sat up and she was, "Whoa, what was that? This beautiful white light came towards you and moved through you, and it felt so good. I wanted some too, so I lay behind you and it moved through me too." So there was actually a witness, no? And then after that, everything started changing in the most magical and mysterious way. I started astral traveling, and that led one thing led to the other. I was immediately removed from Austria, and I was moved to Paris. And then I was connected with people there, that then immediately connected me to New York City. And then there was a phone call I made, and I thought I had called the esoterica bookstore in the East Village. And the person picking up said, "Hello, this is Peter King, Crystal Energy Salon on Hawaii." And I thought, "Oh, wrong number." And I was going to hang up, and something removed my hand. And I went, "What? What?" And I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Well, who are you?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "What's going on?" I said, "I don't know." And so I explained to him all these strange occurrences, and immediately he said, "I know what's happening. You're being connected to Alex Murray." And that's how he connected me and introduced me to my, who became my mentor of 12 years. He lived right around the corner from where you live, on Amsterdam and 72nd Street on the Upper West Side. He unfortunately passed on into the light a couple of years ago. But yeah, I went there, and it was incredible. For 12 years, I was being mentored. He had his weekly channeling groups, and that's how all everything gotten clarified, and I was developed in all the different multidimensional ways.
One of the people who used to work with us at the station worked with him quite a bit and was helping to organize his groups. And I think he still supports the group, even though Alex is no longer among us. So I'm very well aware of who Alex is. And so was it just kind of an immediate thing that you started doing healing work, and like, how did the sound healing emerge out of that? Or was it a process that took time and you had to, figure out what you were going to do?
Yeah, so what happened after that experience, when everything pointed towards you have to move to Paris? So I listened, and I moved to Paris, and I was immediately connected to a jazz musicians students who met every year from America and Canada and Scandinavia. They met every year, every summer in Paris, and then they would make street music, really high quality jazz street music. And that was it for me because I was a born storyteller, singer, performer. So I connected, I stuck with them. And I was touring Europe with them this whole summer and then the next summer. And I started, they were always aching carrying those instruments. So I started just intuitively putting my hands on wherever it hurt. And they kept saying, "Oh my God, what are you doing? This feels so good." I said, "I don't know. I don't know." And then by the time I went to New York, and then I went to an esoteric bookstore in Zurich, and a book literally fell off the shelf in front of me, and I picked it up, and it said, "Your Healing Hands." And I opened it up, and everything where I opened it up was exactly what I was intuitively doing. So it was another one of these freaky moments. And I'm like, "Oh, what's going on?" And so I could feel more and more that there was clearly some major divine guidance happening. And then when I moved to New York, I was immediately connected to Marianne Williamson's Manhattan Center for Life-Threatening Illnesses, and they asked me, would I want to volunteer in their bi-weekly healings, these huge healing circles. Remember, it was the early 90s and AIDS, the AIDS this was rampant. And so I was connected to doing at least a year. My first year spent in New York was doing healing, voluntary healing work in schoolyards and churches, helping people who were dying of AIDS. Yeah. So it was a very intense start for me in New York. And then people suggested, "Why don't you start offering it one-on-one?" And then that's how it started all. And the sound. So then through Alex's work, I was then encouraged after a while to create my own healing circles. And then again, divine guidance. One day I saw Barbara Marciniak's book, Bringers of the Dawn, on a tabletop of a friend's house. And I picked it up and I opened it up and it literally said, "And now it's time to create your own voice toning healing workshops or something." And I'm like, "What? What?" And I, and it's literally, this is Sam, this is how spirit has been talking and communicating with me all the time, just through these signs and guidances. And I did. I created the healing circle, and that was the first one in 97. And then the tones just started coming, and then I was aware the Pleiadian, well, it doesn't matter. It was light beings. They were bringing messages forth through me, I guess, because at that time I had always been with Alex for 7 years, and they encouraged me to start opening up and delivering my own channeled messages. And then the circle started opening up for questions and answers. And then that became then my first book. And yeah, and then there were many, many healing circles like this along over the years, all in person in New York. And now the last 3 years here in London, it's all online because 3 years ago I was summoned. They were speaking through me. When I say they, I mean my higher guidance. That's my higher self. And that's just comprises of light beings from different dimensions. That could be from the angelic realm, or it could be galactic, highly evolved beings. And they're all part of my higher self, my higher guidance. So they're all light beings, and there's complete protection. So anybody who works with me, there are no dark, weird energies can ever enter my energy field. Yeah.
Beautiful. You mentioned light language, and it's so funny because I had a group this weekend, and there were two people who both did light language. People talk a lot about language, but I'm just wondering for you, what is light language? Just for our audience to understand what we're talking about. What is the what does that mean to you, light language?
Well, first of all, it started 2 years ago. So that's very new. And to me, It is very simple. It is light codes, high frequency light codes that are being brought from, again, from the universe, from different galaxies. They're bringing them to us now for healing. So when I'm moving my hands, they're dancing the light language. These are light codes. So just by you watching these movements, you are being upgraded. Your DNA starts remembering, remembering, because our DNA is dormant, a lot of parts. So we are reactivating, and light language helps tremendously. Now, people speak different light language. Mine, I never heard before. So when it came through, and I realized it sounds similar, the same, like an actual language, I asked. And I was just getting that it's from the Syrian plateau and it's connected with ancient Egypt. Yeah, so it's the energy that I bring in. And again, it is from within my own higher self, because I had different lifetimes in different, we all have different lifetimes in different galaxies. So that was very prominent, obviously, for my soul essence. So that's why this language is coming through now. So light language comes to help us heal the planet, to awaken people to heart opening, to receive upgrades in their DNA. So they start remembering, they start opening up to being more telepathic, because that was turned off for quite some time. So all these, what people call supernatural abilities, they're not supernatural. They are human abilities. They were just taken away from us a long time ago, and now they're coming back online. So we light workers and light leaders, we have returned back here in this lifetime to assist with that awakening. And the light language is a big part of it, because there's many different light languages and they're all fascinating. They're being transmitted from different galaxies, from different parts in the universe.
Beautiful, beautiful. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for that explanation, because, you know, sometimes people like you and me, we hear these terms all the time, but sometimes listeners, they're not as familiar with them.
And so, in fact, I have created on my YouTube channel a little series. What is light language? What is an empath? Wonderful. What is sonic transmission?
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
What is channeling? What is multidimensional voice channeling? So anybody who is interested, there are 3-minute little snippets, videos. They're very helpful. It's a little glossary. So if you're interested, you just go to my YouTube channel.
And what's your YouTube channel? If people,
it's just at Natasya Sati.
Just Natasya Sati. Okay. Perfect. Yes. Perfect. Yes. All right. We're going to take our next break. When we come back, let's talk about sort of what's happening now. Like what kind of work are you doing, and what kind of things are you seeing in the people that you work with? Like, what kinds of transformations do you see? What kind of needs? Like, what are people coming to you asking for these days that might be different than the past? Okay.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We'll be right back with our guest, Natasya Sati, in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So Natasia, so where have things developed to? And you've been doing your healing circles for a long time. I'm just curious, like these days, what kinds of things are people showing up to the circles looking for, and how have they evolved and changed over the years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So about 2.5 years, almost 3 years ago, I was summoned by my higher guidance, and they literally asked me, are you ready now to just dedicate yourself to this healing work, to your gifts? And I said, yes, now I'm ready to do that. And I said, I'm turning 60 now, I'm 61 now, so I'm like, I am ready to do this. And so they said, okay, then we would like for you to take this very seriously and create an online sound and energy healing circle, utilize Zoom, and start building a global community for light beings, light workers, light leaders. And I got so excited because that's the vision that I've had all along. I didn't know how to do it. And when I say light worker, people often say, well, I'm not a light worker. And 99% I say, yes, you are. A light worker, another little video on my YouTube channel. A light worker simply means you are a light worker. Anybody who is contributing good to the well-being of mankind, for the collective, for the planet, everything that you addressed in your beautiful blog post, all these beautiful reflections. If you do any of these actions, yes, of course, you're a light worker. I always like to point out my mama. She's a light worker. She's a gardener. She's a passionate gardener. And she shares her beautiful vegetables. They're all organically grown in Austria. And she shares them with people. And she's kind. And that's what a light worker does. Yeah. So the healing circle, let's see, it is very clear. It attracts beings who are well-meaning. They are healers. They are humanitarians. They are people who are a little lost, have a vision, don't know how to take the next steps. They come into the circle, and then once they want to go a little deeper, I offer 3 or 6 months mentorship privately. So in regards to what the healing circle helps you with, well, first of all, physically, it's tremendous. The first thing you notice, you are deep sleep. You will start sleeping so deeply. Your nervous system completely restores you become calm. You become more joyous. That innate joy that oftentimes through everyday life is kind of leaving us, right? It comes back. And Also, any aches or pains, chronic or acute, they're just being removed, dissolved. Yeah, people, I had a colleague out in California. She had a fractured rib. She slipped and she fell, and she was in excruciating pain. So I gave her a sound healing, 20 minutes. And the next day she reached out. She says, "This is incredible." She says, "The pain is still there, but it's very dull." And then we waited a week, and then a week later we did another session, and then it just evened out and just risen and faded away. So she went from excruciating pain to just barely there to, you know, just completely dissolved. And that, or another woman, she was run over by her neighbor's car. Her foot was run over, and for two years prior, and she was in chronic foot pain. And then she put it into the circle. So each person comes with a clear, focused intent. That could be physical, an emotional issue, any life issue. And then we state it. You are muted and you state it. You send it in the ether and you ask for assistance for that clear, focused intent. And then we let it be. And then so she called the next day and she says, "This is magic. The pain is gone." And then months later, she said it never came back. So it has, you know, if you're open, I always say it's a collaboration, because your own self-healing ability is being assisted. So if you have an open heart, an open mind, and you're ready to shift and make these changes, then these sonic transmissions, these are high frequency tones that I channel from the light beings, from the universe, through my voice. And they go, and I asked, I said, "What exactly is it that I'm doing?" So it was explained. These high frequency, and that's scientifically proven, that's frequency medicine. Yeah. So these high frequency tones that come through me, they go straight into our cells and they rebalance the cellular structure. So any illness is an imbalance in our cells. Now, when these tones, these frequencies come in, they balance out the imbalance, and then emotional blocks disappear. Illness in the body disappears, yeah? Or mental issues, they're just being dissolved. Yeah, so it's really, really powerful. And in the one-on-one work, it's great because we can go deeper. So oftentimes I go into not in a trance, but into an altered state. And then oftentimes my higher guidance, they bring in a past life that created a block that the current client in this present moment in time carries. And I've done it often enough that I know, I trust that whatever is needed the most in that session or in this segment in time will be brought. I can give a specific example. A client of mine, she had a stroke a few years before, so she had to relearn everything, and she really, really felt the urge to write, to create fiction. But she was completely blocked. So she started in the healing circle a few months, and she started to flow and to write and to write. And she got really excited, and she was very timid and shy. The stroke took all her confidence away. So month after month, she started to get more and more confident. And now, and a half, she's very feisty. She has finished her book. It's a fantasy novel. And one of the past lives that I channeled, turns out she channels into her novel one of her past lives in a very highly evolved crystalline civilization. And that are bringing that knowledge back through a fantasy novel. In terms of her health, one session, a past life where she worked in a coal mine. And when I revealed that information to her, she burst into tears and she says, "Oh my God," she says, "Natasha, I had lived my whole lifetime with a pressure on my chest. I have asthma. No doctor could help me. It's gone." The pressure is gone. I can breathe. And she says, and also now it makes sense. My whole life I was craving the sunshine. I would always look for the sun. I would look for greenery. She says, it was sometimes strange. I couldn't. Now it makes sense. So within this one session, that constriction that she had been carrying her whole life disappeared.
Wow.
So it's very, it's really magical. There's another, most recently, a lifetime was channeled of a witch hunt where my client was involved. She was a woman in the Salem
Salem witch trials. Yeah.
Yes, and three of her friends, women friends, they were, you know, accused of being witches, and they were, you know, getting ready to be burned at the stake. And she just stood there, and rather than being in solidarity, she protected her little children, and she didn't speak up. And so she didn't speak up against the men who tortured everybody. No. So in this lifetime, she has been carrying this wound, and she's abused from childhood by male. Yeah. And so within this one session, she's been processing now, and this is quite some purging. Yeah. It takes a few weeks to purge this energy, but this is the kind of intensity that, and then it's not painful. It's just, you know, you're releasing, you're integrating. There was a male client. He burst into tears in the first session, and he could not stop crying for 2 weeks. He kept calling me, and he kept saying, "I don't understand what's going on." I said, "Trust me, it's just the integration phase." After 2 weeks, he was able to start going to his job interviews and this, and taking the action steps that were suggested. And then after three months of working in the mentorship, he achieved exactly what we set out for him. In essence, he wanted to have a career shift. He wanted to be self-employed. He wanted to be the business owner. So he was partnering up, but he needed to go through this phase, right? So he went from completely being in self-despair and stressed out and not knowing where to look and to turn, to being completely reclaiming his masculine self, his divine masculine self, and was really able to heal that. Yeah. And so how we're working one-on-one, first they come in. The client comes in with this clear, focused intent, a very clear topic that they want to address. And then I already get some intuitive guidance. And then we're opening up the vortex, the invisible vortex, to the intuitive, so I can really have access. And we are bridging and connecting both our higher selves. Yeah. So there's a true collaboration happening on the in the invisible realm, because it is a collaboration. And yeah. And then the client lies down, headphones on, eyes closed, and I go into semi-trance, and I transmit a personalized verbal message in English that will come and bring immense insights, things that you would never think of that are pertaining to the issue, to resolution and guidance. And then once that comes through, that's connected with light language. That's always very magical. And then I'm going to transmitting the high frequency tones, and they then are harmonizing with crystal balls. So 2 years ago, when I was called to action, I was also given a clear nudge, because for about 30 years, I've been just doing it with my voice. But then they said, there are light beings that wish to collaborate with me. I should get some crystal balls, and they will then through the balls harmonize, or get this, disharmonize with me, because oftentimes to unstuck blockages in ourselves, in our their blockages are stored in our stone and bone. Yes. Our cells, in our bones. So it's often easier to have, you know, to have some dissonance, dissonant tones to go in and to break it loose, and then the harmonizing tones come.
So why don't we do this? We have to go to our last break. When we come back, how about if we give our audience at least a little taste of what you do?
A tone, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, yes, very good.
All right, so take the commercial break and kind of prepare yourself. When we come back, just one quick thing, and then we'll have you go in and do a little toning session for our audience, okay?
Sounds wonderful, yes.
Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Natasha Sate, and please stay with us. Come back so you can actually hear and experience her beautiful magic. So we'll be right back after this.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to serving up success with a splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
All right. Welcome back. We're now in for a real treat. Natasha has agreed to do a little sound session for everyone. So, Natasha, please.
Okay. So, we'd like for all of you to just sit comfortably in your chair. Close your eyes and just take a couple of deep breaths in through your nose and out through the mouth so you can really receive the transmission well. Again, big breath. Once more. And just relax. These are two beautiful clearing tones, and now keep your eyes closed. I'm transmitting a beautiful grounding tone. Now I'm giving you a participation exercise. This is what you can do to relieve stress and anxiety. Just take a big breath and let's just sing a vowel on E. E. You can do it with any vowel. Let's do one more on ah. Big breath. You can even do that with children if they're stressed out or they're throwing a tantrum. Even with the little, especially with the little ones, you can say, let's do the toning exercise.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Natasha. Did break up a little bit just here and there. I think your frequency is so high the internet couldn't carry it. Wonderful, wonderful. So
okay.
So for now, you offer a few things, and I know you had a free gift for our audience. Why don't you explain, you know, if they want to learn more about your circles or working with you, how would they find you? How do they get in touch with you?
Yes. So my website is just myname.com. So it's natasiasati.com. And then when you go to the website, you can grab your free gift. And the free gift is really beautiful. It's an excerpt of my first channeled book, which came about in 1997, 1998. And it's just throughout the summer, from the summer solstice to the fall equinox. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you can get this as a beautiful PDF printout. So these are all the chapters from the book.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And so that's natasiasati.com/summer-free-gift.
Yes. And if you're curious about the healing circle, if you would like to come and try it out, give it a taste, it's also on my website. You just go to work with me and then you can join in the healing circle. And if also, if you would like to have an Unleash Your Splendor clarity session with me, that's a free 1 hour session. You can book that too. If you want to discuss where you're at and see if I might be able to help you in any kind of way, we can do that also. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. So generous, Natasha. So generous. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Wonderful. So we've just got like 2 minutes left. Any last words, anything you want our audience to know, anything you want to leave them with before we say goodbye?
Yes. The world is changing because we are changing and we are the change makers. So if we are stepping into our fullness, into our full power, Sam has spoken about it so beautifully in the beginning, it is time to let go of the fears, especially women. They're so still held back, but also the men, of course. So I just really encourage you, stand up, speak out, and always, always come from the heart. It is so significant in this moment in time to really reach out, create community, light beings. There are so many around the planet. There are many, many of these circles that we are creating, that we are coming together. We are, you just ask, oftentimes a client said, I asked in a prayer and half hour later, your photo popped on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Be open in your heart, in your mind, and you're being guided to the next steps. Your next breakthrough might just be around the corner. Yes. So this is how we are creating the beautiful golden age that we are now moving into. So do not despair. Turn it around. We are right now, the world is in chaos, but it's the chaos before everything opens up. And we're moving into a beautiful, beautiful new time on this planet. Yeah, with peace and harmony and love and light and beauty and joy, all of that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Natasha. I so appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come on the show and to share your gifts with the audience. Again, if anyone wants to learn more about her healing circle, her free gift, anything, just go to natasiasatie.com, which is NatasiaSatie.com. Natasha, thank you so much. Please let me know when you come back to New York. I can't wait to see you in person again.
Oh, dude, yes. Thank you so much for your grace and mostly for your love.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in each week. Without you, there is no show. So please don't keep us the best kept secrets. Share this episode if you liked it, if you thought there was some value in it. Share it with your friends, your colleagues, your family, whoever you feel is open to it. Don't forget, later today, we have Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by our newest show on the network, Serving Up Success with a Splash, at 6 p.m. with Bruce, Angie, and Nataj, three wonderful, wonderful business coaches. And we will have more new shows to announce in the coming months here on talkradio.nyc. Things are starting to build, so stay tuned for more announcements. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.